Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Chaf Hey. We are at the Mishnah. We're up to daf Chaf Hey Menalef at the Mishnah. This sugya, today's daf, is one of the two major sugyas in all of Shas that relates to Ritzoy Tzitz, to what exactly the Tzitz works for, what it doesn't work for. I mean, it comes up in a lot of places in Shas, but this is one of the major discussions. So by way of introduction, a lot of introductory remarks in regards to Ritzoy Tzitz. Tumah is one of the psulim that the Torah passels by Karbanos. The psul Tumah can be applied in two ways, either on the carbon itself, or on the, for instance, the dam of the carbon, the emurim of the carbon, the bus of the carbon becomes tameh, the carbon itself will become possible in that way. Or if the Kohen who's doing the Avodas HaKarbanos Tameh, if he becomes Tameh in any way, he's possible to do the Avodas HaKarbanos. But there's a big difference between Psul Tumah and other Psulim. When it comes to Psul Tumah, even on a Karban Yachid, that we darshan that there is a concept called Ritzoy Tzitz, that when the Psul is one of Tumah, the Tzitz, the presence of, or perhaps the wearing of, we'll see soon, of the Tzitz on the Kohen Gadol, is going to cause the Karban to still be Meratza, it's still going to have an effect, it's still going to be a positively accepted carbon. The tzitz is meratza, though, on tumah of dam, tumah of komets, lavona, that are in place of dam when you're dealing with a mincha. However, on tumas olin, meaning tumah that is niktar, that is brought and burnt on the mizbeach, that is a machlokas in the Gemara, whether the tzitz is meratza for tumah of things that are burnt on the mizbeach. Rove of the Shitos and Amorim seem to assume it is meratze in that case. There's also machlokas in the Gemara whether the tzitz is meratze for achilos, meaning, let's say, meat that isn't burnt on the mizbech, meat that's eaten by the bailim or by the kohen. Is it, if that meat becomes tameh, is the tzitz meratze or not? That's also a machlokas in the Gemara. But what's clear in the Gemara is that the tzitz is not meratze for the tumas haguf of the kohen. The tzitz is only going to be meratze when the tumah is a tumah on the carbon, when the carbon becomes tameh, and we've mentioned this in the past, we saw Tosos earlier, that the tzitz is not meratzeh when the Kohen himself becomes tameh. There is a machlokas amoraim in Meseches Yuma, machlokas tanaim rather, in Meseches Yuma, if only while the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz is meratzeh, or even if he's not actually wearing the tzitz al mitzcho, it's still meratzeh. Rabbi Shimon holds that ein ba'odo al mitzcho, whether it's ein ba'odo al mitzcho, whether it's ba'odo al mitzcho, whether it's ein al mitzcho, whether it's on the Kohen Gadol or not on the Kohen Gadol, either way, the tzitz is meratzeh. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Only when it's odo al mitzcho hu meratze, when it's ein al mitzcho, it's not meratze. When it's not on his head, it's not meratze. But if the tzitz breaks, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that if the tzitz breaks, if there's a problem with the tzitz, then it's for sure not meratze. Machlokas is if it's intact, but it's not on his forehead. So that's what Rabbi Shimon's going to say. It's still meratze, even if he's not actually wearing it. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's only meratze if he's actually wearing it. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that he needs to be wearing it. That it's only when it's al mitzchah that it's going to be meratze. What's Rabbi Shimon's raya that he's correct? Though Rabbi Shimon proves his point that it's got to be only meratza when he's wearing it. That it's meratza even when he's not wearing it from the karbanos of Yom Kippur. Because even though the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the big day zav when he goes lefnai v'lefnim in Yom Kippur, he only wears the big day lavan. So Meli is not wearing the tzitz when he goes lefnai v'lefnim. The tzitz is still meratza on the various tumas that come up in the karbanos of Yom Kippur. It must be that, it says Rabbi Shimon, that even when the tzitz is not al mitzchah, it's still meratza. Otherwise it wouldn't work for Yom HaKippurin. So to deal with that raya that Rabbi Shimon brings, or in asking on that raya that Rabbi Shimon brings, the Brisk Rav points out, why can't we just say a much simpler solution? Instead of saying that the tzitz is even meratza when it's not al mitzchah, maybe the reason it's meratza on Yom HaKippurim is because why can't you say that the ritzoy tzitz of the avodas pnim in Yom Kippur is done with the levishas tzitz, but not of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Meshuach Melchama maybe wears the tzitz. The Gemara Maseches Yuma does account for the possibility in Dafayin Gimel that the Kohen Mishuach Melchama is Nishal Bu'urim V'tumim and he wears the Shmona Begadim Shal Kohen Gadol when he does so, when he asks Urim V'tumim. So why don't you just have the Kohen Mishuach Melchama wear the tzitz? Maybe that's what happens in Yom Kippur. So maybe the tzitz is only Meratzeh when it's on the Mitzchah Shal Kohen, when it's being worn. But the Kohen Mishuach Melchama will wear it while the regular Kohen Gadol is Lefnai V'lefnim. So why can't we suggest that? That's the Kasha, the Briska Rav, and the Dvar Avram ask. Hey, what's this Raya that Rabbi Shimon has that tzitz is Meratzeh and Yom Kippur must be that it's Meratzeh even when it's not Al Mitzchah? You see, no, maybe it's only Meratzeh when it's Al Mitzchah, but it's on the Mitzchah Shal Kohen Mishuach Melchama, not on the Mitzchah Shal Kohen Gadol. So Briska Rav says, even though the Kohen Mishuach Melchama does have a din of Levish Hashmona Begadim when he's Shal Burim V'tumim, nevertheless, since the Ikr Levisha is only for She'elus Urim V'tumim, it's not going to be Meratzeh. Since he only wears those Shmona Begadim for the purpose of being Shal Burim V'tumim, it doesn't have the full status of someone who's wearing the Shmona Begadim, and it doesn't have the full status of Ritzoy Tzitz. And Dvar Avram says that for Ritzoy Tzitz, it's not enough to be wearing the Tzitz, you need to have the Kohen Gadol wear the Tzitz with all Shmona Begadim. So even though, and that means that even though the Shmona Begadim have shatness in them, we know that it's mutter. The Torah says Vahaya al Mitzchah Tamid, but it's only the Kohen Gadol who's allowed to wear all the Shmona Begadim Litzorech Ritzoy Tzitz on Avon Atuma, meaning only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear the Shmona Begadim just for the sake of accomplishing Ritzoy Tzitz. The Mishuach Melchama is allowed to wear when he needs to be Shal Burim V'tumim, but you can't just put on the Shmona Begadim on the Kohen Mishuach Melchama because you want to Ritzoy Tzitz, because you want the Kohen Gadol going in Lefnai V'lefnim and not to have a problem with Tuma, because then he's going to be wearing Shatness. Only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear Shatness for the sake of Ritzoy Tzitz, meaning the way the Dvar Avram understands it is you can't just put the tzitz on, you got to put all the Shmona Begadim on. So the Shmona Begadim, you're going to have shatness. Who's allowed to wear shatness? Kohen Gadol's allowed to wear shatness for the sake of Ritzoy Tzitz, but other Kohen Mishuach Melchama would not be allowed to wear shatness for the sake of Ritzoy Tzitz. Now this answer, the Dvar Avram, doesn't work according to all Rishonim. There is a very well-known Machlokas Rambam and the Raiva that we've discussed many times before in Hilchos Klei Migdash Parches Halacha Yud, where the Big Day Kahuna that have shatness are only mutter b'shas avoda, or even shalo b'shas avoda. Shita Sarambam is that it's only b'shas avoda that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear the big day kuna that have shatness. And according to him, we could understand very well what the Dvar Avram is saying, that it's only b'shas avoda you're allowed to wear shatness. Mele Kohen Mishuach Melchama is not allowed to just wear the shatness for the sake of Ritzoy Tzitz. Special din Kohen Gadol that he is allowed to wear the shatness for the sake of Ritzoy Tzitz. But the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid holds that big day kuna are just mufka from shatness, that there's no isser of shatness on Big Day Kuna, whether it's b'shas avoda or shalom b'shas avoda. So according to the Ravid, the Dvar Avram's teretz doesn't work. Why can't you just say that you have ritzoy tzitz by the Karbanos of Yom Kippur with the Big Day Kuna of the Kohen Mishuach Melchama and have the Kohen Mishuach Melchama all dressed up? So according to the Ravid, the Dvar Avram's teretz l'chora does not work. Now why can't the Kohen Gadol just put the tzitz on alone on the Arba Big Day Lavan? Have him, this is Mikdash David raises the question. Let him go Lefnai V'lefnim. He won't wear the Big Day Zav. He'll wear the Big Day Lavan and the tzitz. And that's it. And then it will be Meratzeh. So the answer is, there are several answers. The most pashut answer is, Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar. The reason he doesn't wear the Big Day Lavan Lefnai V'lefnim is because there shouldn't be any gold Lefnai V'lefnim. It's reminiscent of the Chedah Egel, which is the last thing he wants to bring up on Yom HaKippurim when he's trying to bring Kapara for Klal Yisrael. And the tzitz is gold. So forget about it's not a din in the Begadim, which Begadim he's allowed to wear, not allowed to wear. It's Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar. He's not allowed to bring in Big Day Zahav. Okay, there are other answers offered as well. A couple of more fundamental machlokasim when it comes to the tzitz, and that is, number one, the Rishonim disagree if in order for the tzitz to be meratzeh, you need to have it on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, or whatever, present, depending which sheet you hold, like, at the time of the tumah, or at the time of the hakravas ha-tumah. Is it when the carbon becomes tameh, or when you're going and you're being makriv that which became tameh? Rashi and Tosos hold that in order for the tzitz to be meratzeh, it has to be on the meitzach of the Kohen Gadol at the time that the tumah happens, at the time that it first becomes tameh. Briska Rav in Nazir says it can't be that it means only at the time that the tumah happens. Rashi must mean also at the time that the Tumah happens, because it's so counterintuitive. Why would it matter at the time that the Tumah happens? There's no Ritzui at that time. The Ritzui is allow the carbon to be accepted. The carbon is not being accepted when it contracts Tumah. That's not the issue. The issue is at the time of Hakrava. So Rashi seems so counterintuitive. That's what the Brisker Rav says. He must mean even at the time that it contracts the Tumah. However, many other Rishonim, the Adrama, the Radvaz, say no, just Pashut, that in order for the Tzitz to be Meratzeh, it needs to be present, again, wherever you hold it needs to be present, whether it be on the Kohen Gadol himself or just somewhere, it needs to be present at the time that the carbon is being brought. Bituma. The Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva in Chosha Mishpat Tzimit Sadi has a raya for Shitas Rashi based on Yerushalmi in Chagiga. The Yerushalmi in Chagiga says that the Kohen wears the Big Day Kuhuna B'chol Yom K'dei L'ratzo Salatuma in order to have a sense of Ritzui in order to allow for Tuma. Now, if the Tzitz is not on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, it's not Meratza. So if the Tzitz works when he puts it on after the Tumah happens, why would we have him wear it every single day? Just wait till Tumah happens, and when Tumah happens, let him put it on his forehead. Why is it that we dress, according to the Yerushalmi Chagiga, we dress up the Kohen Gadol and Tzitz every single day, just in case Tumah happens? I mean, just in case Tumah happens. According to the Radvaz and the Adrama, you don't need the Tzitz on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol when the Tumah happens, you only need it after the Tumah happens, when you decide to be makriv that which is Tameh. So what's this preemptive effort to put it on the Kohen Gadol? Says Avnei Nezer, must be, like Shitas Rashi, that you need it on the Kohen Gadol when the Tumah happens. You never know when that's going to happen, and that's why you need to wear it every time. Another fundamental machlokas Rishonim is whether the Tzitz alone, without the other Shivas Big Day Kuhuna, is Meratza, or it's only Meratza with the other Big Day Kuhuna. Tosus is Shita. In Maseches Yuma Daf Samach Tes and Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav is that it's enough with the Tzitz alone. You don't need the other Big Day Kuhuna. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that you need all Shemona Begadim in order for the Tzitz to be Meratza. Another fundamental machlokas we've shown about the Tzitz, if the Tzitz is Meratza to the extent that it even allows Hakrava L'Chadchila, or only if you were Makriv, then it would be okay. Then it is a kosher carbon. Rashi and Tosfos hold that since the tzitz is meratza, even minatori, you're allowed to be makriv even lechatchila b'tuma. But many of the achronim think that you could be medayik from Yerushalmi, not that way. That from Yerushalmi it sounds that only b'diavad it would be okay. Let's look at in that context. Let's look at the first line of our Mishnah. Nitma hakometz v'krivo hatzitz meratza. If the kometz became tamei and you were makriv, the tzitz is meratza. That certainly sounds like a lashon of b'diavad, that if it became tamei, v'hikrivo, and then you were makriv it, the tzitz is meratza. What should it have said if you're going to say, like those who showed him that assume that you're even allowed to be makriv l'chadchila, nitma hakometz yakrivo, go ahead and be makriv it, v'atzitz meratza. No, it says, v'hikrivo, if he was makriv it, then the tzitz is meratza. Definitely sounds like a lashon b'diavad. Back in the Mishnah, yatsa v'hikrivo ena tzitz meratza. But if the problem that happened with the carbon was not an issue of tuma, rather it was an issue of yatsa, it went out chutz mimichitzaso, the tzitz is not going to help for that. The tzitz only helps for tuma. Shatzitz meratza ala tame ve'eno meratza ala yotze. The tzitz is only meratza for tuma problems, it's not meratza for yotze problems. Good. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. V'nosa Aaron es avon hakadshim. Aaron will bear on him the sin of kadshim. V'chiyez avon who knows say. What does that mean? This is the pasuk that teaches us about tzitz meratza. But what's a meratza for? What sin? It doesn't say. It's so vague. So im tomer avon pigol. If you want to tell me it's the avon of pigol that that Aaron HaKohen when he's wearing the shmona begadim could be mechaper or meratza for the avon of pigol. Harek v'anemer lo yechashev. No, we have a pasuk that says not so. That by the avon pigol, it's lo yechashev. It's no good. Im tomer avon nosar harek var nemar lo yeratze. And if you want to tell me that it's the avir of nosar that the tzitz will be meratze for nosar, well, that's no good either. It already says lo yeratze. So what is it? It must be that it's referring to avon tuma. And what makes avon tuma so lenient that we're going to allow for ritzoy tzitz on avon tuma? Because we find sometimes that tuma's mutter. When do we find that tuma's mutter? Bitzibur. It's hutru mechala bitzibur, as Rashi points out. Tchsiv betamid b'mo'ado afilu betuma. Right, Karm Pesach. We certainly know this as well. We could bring Karm Pesach when there's tuma, if rova the tzibur is tame, we only need Pesach sheni if it's yichidim that are tame. But if rova the tzibur is tame, you can bring carbon Pesach. So tuma is hutra b'tzibur, and because of that, we see that tuma is something that's a little more flexible. And if it's a little more flexible, it's likely that's what the Torah meant when it said that there's going to be a concept of ritzui tzitz, even when it's not tzibur, even when it's only a yachid. But just like it has a heter b'tzibur, it will have ritzui tzitz. Even biyachin. That's how the Gemara says. We know that the pasuk must be referring to tuma, to the issue of tuma. That's where ritzoy tzitz helps. Now the Gemara is going to challenge that from five different places, not to say that it shouldn't work for tuma, but to give five other examples of where we see. Three other examples, I think, of where we see that there's something else that's hutra michlala, that there are other issues that could come up with a carbon that also sometimes have exceptions. So how do you know that the tzitz is matzah for tuma and not for any of these other issues that also have exceptions? And then on top of the ones that the Gemara brings, the Rishonim are going to bring a whole bunch more. The Rishonim are going to bring a whole bunch of other possibilities of what else sometimes is hutar and maybe should have been included. So anyway, so says the Gemara, Mask of Rabbi Zeira, Ema Avon Yotze. The Mishnah said it's not Meratza for Avon Yotze, right? It doesn't help for Yotze. How do you know? Maybe it should. Shuhutar Michlal Bibama. Yotze, we know, is Hutar Michlalo in the case of Obama, meaning the very concept of Obama includes being outside Chutzmi Mechitzaso. So you see that when during those times of Heter Bamos, we allow Yotze. So therefore, maybe for the Psul Yotze, we should say that it's lenient enough that the Tzitz should be Meratze. So Amalei Abaye, Amakra, L'ratzon lahem l'fnei Hashem, avon de l'fnei Hashem in avon de yotze lo. By the pasuk about the tzitz being meratza, what does it say? V'haya al meitzach Aaron v'nasa Aaron asavon akachim asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael l'chol matnas kachayim v'haya al mitzchot tamid l'ratzon lahem l'fnei Hashem. Now when is the tzitz meratza? Something that's l'fnei Hashem. Some aveira that occurs l'fnei Hashem. Yotze does not occur l'fnei Hashem. L'fnei Hashem is understood to be in the Mikdash. So yotze is not the psul for which the tzitz is going to be meratza. So says the Gemara, okay, we'll give it another shot. Mask Rabbi Lai, Ema Avon Smol, Shurut Mechal B'Yom HaKippurim. Maybe we're talking about the Avera of using your left hand for the Avoda, because we do find that using your left hand for the Avoda is sometimes permissible. When do we allow using the left hand for the Avoda? On Yom Kippur, as Rashi points out, Not al samachta b'yamino v'sakaf b'smolo. You take the shovel in your right hand and the spoon in your left hand. So we do find that left hand is sometimes mutter, so maybe if a person did an Avoda with his left hand, that's what the tzitz should be meratza for. So Amar Le'abaye Amakra Avon. Pasuk says Avon, so that implies Avon Shahayabo Vidichisiv. Lafuke Yomakipurim Dakhsher Bismalhu. Avon implies something that's less than the ideal way to do the karban. On Yom Kippur, the only way to do it is by holding the kaf bismolo. That's the way you're supposed to do it. So it's not really anything that went wrong with the karban. When it comes to Tumah, Tumah is something that went wrong. So that's what the tzitz is meratza for. But something that didn't really go wrong, tzitz is not going to be meratza for. Ravashi has a different answer. Ravashi amar avon akachim velo avon hamakdishin. The avon has to be, you can't say the tzitz is meratza on avon small, because it's only on avon that's taloi in the karban, not an avon that's tali in the kohanim. Remember, tuma of the kohen, tzitz is not going to be meratza for. Tzitz is only meratza for the tuma of the karban. Avoda smol is not an issue with the cheftza, it's an issue with the gavra. It's not an issue with the karban, it's an issue with the kohen that's being makriv the karban. So that's why we know that tzitz is not going to be meratza for avon smol. Why, taka, do we use the left hand on Yom Kippur? Right, we know that on Yom Kippur that he would take the machta that had the gechalim, that had all the coals in his right hand, the kaf that had the ketores in his left hand, even though the ketores is really the ikr, and the ketores really should have been in the right hand, because that's really what you're coming to burn. And the machta just had the gecholim, which is what just the fire that you burn with. But since the ketores was much lighter and the gechalim were much heavier, so and also the ketores was cold and the gechalim were hot, so he wanted you to have a little more control over the gechalim, because they're very, very hot and they're very, very heavy. So therefore, we allow for the ketores to be brought Bismolo and the Gechalim biyamino. The Yerushalmi even goes so far as say if you switch it around, it's possible. So the Kesav Mishnah, there's Kesav Mishnah that I think we have mentioned in the past as well. Kesav Mishnah of Avodas Yom Kippur and Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph says, okay, that's very sweet. We want to be nice to the Kohen Gadol. Let him not have to bear a heavy burden with his left hand. We don't want him to have a lack of control with his weak hand over something that's very hot. Are those really good enough reasons to be machshir avodah small, which is an avodah psula, avodah that's possible in the Torah? We're going to say, it's kosher because we don't want it to be too heavy for him. Who gave us the right to do that? So Kesav Mishnah says maybe the whole issue of avodah small by halacha is only midrabanan. Maybe since halacha, we've seen a few times that halacha is not quite on the par of like zrika and kabbalah. That halacha is a little bit of a lesser avoda than zrika, because if you're already there, you don't need halacha. Halacha is more of a practical kind of avoda. So maybe smol during halacha is not going to be a psul midaraisa. It's only going to be a psul midrabanan. Furthermore, the Kesav Mishnah says, even though halacha's dam bismol is pasul min haTorah, because you can't have a carbon without halacha, maybe by ketores dafka, it's not pasul min haTorah. Maybe the halacha bismol bidam is going to be pasul min haTorah, but not halacha's ketores bismol. That answer is very hard to understand, because he says, because it's efshar, how are you going to get the dam where you need to get it without halacha? Well, the same concept, the same kasha, the chorus should apply to ketores. You need to get the ketores to the mizbeach haprimi, to the small mizbeach. How are you going to get it there without halacha? Obviously, the halacha is necessary over there as well. So that second answer of the Kesav Mishnah is a little bit difficult to understand. Okay, says Gemara, a third try of what else tzitz might be meratzah for. Again, the only qualification that we knew that tuma has, that nosar and pigul don't have, is that sometimes tuma is mutter. So we suggest, okay, good. Maybe it's for Avon Yotze. We said, no, it's not for Yotze, which is also sometimes motor. Maybe it's for small. No, it's not for small, which is also sometimes motor. But what about the following? Amalei Rav Sima Bered Rav Idi Rav Ashi, Ramila Rav Sima Bered Rav Ashi, the Rav Ashi, Ve'ima Avon Balmom, Shulter Mechlola Ba'ofos. Maybe the tzitz is meratz if you accidentally bring a carbon, that's a balmom. Where do we find balmom's motor? By an oaf. Tamar Mar, Tamas Vazachmas Bebehema, Ve'in Tamas Vazachmas Ba'ofos. There is an insistence on the animal being a tam and being a zachar when it comes to a behema, but not by ofos. There's no requirement of tam. Now, an of that's mechusar ever is a problem, but if it's not mechusar ever, it just has a mum. It's a bal mum. That's not an issue when it comes to an of. So don't you see it's hutar mechlalo ba ofos, and therefore it should be subject to ritzoy tzitz? Because again, the Torah never tells us that tzitz is meratza for tuma. Just tells us tzitz is meratza for some avon. How do I know that it's not the avon of bal mum? So amalei alecha makra. Lo yiratza, ki lo l'ratzon yiyalachem. That anything that has a mum is not considered l'ratzon. It's lo sakrivu. You're not supposed to bring it. And since we have a special pasuk that tells me lo yiratza, that Sharer said that has a mum is lo yiratza. Don't tell me that the tzitz is going to make it yiratza. Special pasuk that tells me that it's lo yiratza. So the tzitz is not going to overpower that. As opposed to by tuma, we know it doesn't work normally, but there's no special pasuk to dafka point out lo yiratza, and therefore the tzitz will work for tumah. So that is as far as the Gemara goes. So the structure of the Gemara was pasul. The Gemara started out, we have a pasuk that says it's mechaper for an avon. We immediately disqualified nosar and pigul based on psukim and said that it must be about tumah. And then we challenged, but what about Yotze? What about Smol? What about Balmum? And answered each of those challenges. So Tulsus just asks a fundamental question. It's clear in the Gemara that only an Avon that has Hechsher B'makom Acher is included in the possibilities of what the Tzitz could be Meratza for. But an Avon that has no Hechsher B'makom Acher never is Kosher anywhere else, so then the Torah would never say the Tzitz is Meratza. So Frek Tulsus, what Hechsher do we find by Pigel Anos? To the extent that the Gemara needed psukim to tell me that the tzitz is not meratza for pigul v'nosar. Meaning when it came to the other three, we understand the challenge. Those things are hutar michlalam. But why do we need psukim right at the beginning of the Gemara to tell me that pigul v'nosar are not the psulim that the tzitz is meratza for? they're not Hutar Michlolo. They never have any Heter anywhere. So there's several approaches offered by the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam over here in Tosa says that the Avon of Pigel does have Hechsher in a Bama. Why? Where does it have Hechsher in a Bama? If you look at Tosa Dibra Maschal, Ha'inu Nosei Al Avon Tum Hashutu Michlolo B'tzibor, in the third line of that Tosos, Vomer Rabbeinu Tam, De Pigel Hutar Michlolo B'Bama, to Lo Shaykh Shem Machsheves Chutzul Mekomo. That you don't find the Machshav of Chutzul Mekomo being a problem on a Bama, and therefore you see that Pigel has Heter Bibama. Very difficult line of Tosfos to understand. Machshava Chutz Mekomo, what's that got to do with Pigel? Pigel is Machshava, Chutz is Mano. Not a Machshava Chutz Mekomo. Granted, by Obama, there's no issue of Machshava Chutz Mekomo. But that's not Pigel. So how does that explain to me why Pigel has a Heter? Very, very difficult to understand. And he says, V'nosar Kedinosva. Once we say Pigel, we throw Nosar in as well. But really, the Iker is Pigel. Rabbeinu Tam's answer is very difficult. Furthermore, Tosa suggests, maybe Nosar has a Hechsher al Rosh Hashal Mizbeach, because there is a Shita that Lina is not going to passel, leaving it over beyond its time, is not going to passel Be Rosh Hashal Mizbeach, when it's actually on the top of the Mizbeach. That's the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Pei Zayin. However, there is a Shita in the Gemara over there in Zvachim that Lina does passel Be Rosh Hashal Mizbeach. So if you assume like that Shita, so then you Taka do have a problem, Tosus points out. So this answer only works if you assume Lina will not passel Be Rosh Hashal Mizbeach. However, in the Birei Adaf, he points out that based on the Chazanish, Simen Yates, Os Mem Dalid, that even though there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether Lina passels Barosh Hashem Mizbeach or not, maybe that's only if you then took it down from the Mizbeach. That's where we could say, okay, now the Psalina has taken effect. But maybe if you didn't take it down from the Mizbeach, it's Adayin Al Gabe Am Mizbeach, or remained on the Mizbeach the whole time, maybe then everyone would agree that there's no Psalina. So maybe that's the Heter of Nosar. Where do we find Nosa, that's Hutar Michlolo, Al Rosh Hashal Mizbeach, and maybe even, according to that Chazanish, maybe even the Divrei HaKol, Nosa is not a problem, Al Rosh Hashal Mizbeach, and therefore it's considered Hutar Michlolo. Another possible answer, says Tosos, Nosa and Pigel have no Hechsher B'Makom Acher, but since the Torah says Avon in regards to Nosa and Pigel, so maybe that's the Hava Mina to think that when the Torah talks about the Tzitz being Maratza as Avon HaKadshim, that maybe the Torah is referring to Nosar and Pigel, because the Dafka uses that terminology of Avon. That's what I have a mean of Nosar and Pigel more so than any of the other things, which are in fact Hutar Michlolam. That is the suggestion of Tosfos. Now, the Minchas Baruch, the Chuvus Minchas Baruch is Medayik from our Gemara, when the Gemara said, Ha'enu Nosei Alavon Tuma Shehutru B'Tzibor, that it only works for Tuma, Tzitz only works for Tuma, because Tuma is Hutru B'Tzibor, that it's got to be the kind of Tuma that's Hutru B'Tzibor. So, meaning, it's not for all Tumas that Tzitz is going to be Meratza. It's only for Tumas Meis, Tumas Sheretz, which is in fact Hutru B'Tzibor. That's when the Tzitz is going to be Meratza. But let's say you have a Tuma that's not Hutru B'Tzibor, for instance, a Tuma Yotzis Megufo, like a Zav or something like that, then the Tzitz will not be Meratza, because the whole Svar of the Gemara is, how do I know that it's Meratza for Tumah, not for other things, is because of Hutra B'Tzibor. Well, not every Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibor. So that's what the Minchas Baruch is Medayik. But then he says, no, maybe the Gemara doesn't mean to say that you need that Tumah that we're being done on it to be kosher in a Karban Yachid Al Yidei Atzit, that we're trying to be Makshir in a Karban Yachid Al Yidei Atzit, to be a kind of Tumah that's Hutra B'Tzibor. Maybe it just means that we could be Mekel with the general Psul of Tumah, because shame Tumah Hutra B'Tzibor. So maybe it's not a raya. Maybe the tzitz would be meratza even for those types of tumah that are not hutra b'tzibor. It's just telling me that since we have such a concept of tumah that is hutra b'tzibor, so the tzitz is meratza for tumah, for any shame tumah. Doesn't have to dafka be this tumah. So again, the Gemara had challenged from all these different places, from three different places. How do we know that the tzitz isn't meratza for these other psulim? The Balei Atosfos add on to that, and they say, well, there are plenty of other psulim that are hutar michlolo that maybe we should have also said the tzitz is meratza for. For instance, why don't we say that the tzitz is meratza for a psul zar? A zar is hutar bibama. You don't need a kohen bibama. So we had this discussion several times already. Is that true that a zar is hutar bibama? We know that someone who's not born a kohen is allowed to do the avodas by a bama. But is that because of Zara Sutra Babama, or is it because, we've discussed several times, or is it because that the when it comes to Obama, the Tsar is considered a Kohen, that he's elevated to the status of a Kohen, he's Mamlechas Kohanim, V'gai Kadosh, so maybe there is no heter of a Psal Tsar by Obama. Tulsus raises the possibility, what about a Psal Trefa, that we allow Trefa by Ophos, because how do I know we allow Trefa by Ophos? Because you do Malika on an Oph. So maybe, and Malika makes the animal a trefa. So maybe the fact that we allow trefa by Ophos should tell you that that trefa is something that's sutra mechlala, and therefore maybe the tzitz should be meratza on trefa. So again, that goes back to the question: do we assume what's Malika? We had this chakira as well. Is Malika that we allow Malika, even though it makes it a trefa or a nevela, or however you want to say it, it makes it a problematic animal. Nevertheless, we allow it for oaf because mitzvah sabakach. Or do we assume the fact that there's a requirement of Malika is that Malika is the shchita of an oaf, bifnim, that that's the way to perform shchita, and therefore it doesn't have a din of nevela or trefa. It's a completely different din. So the Tulsus raises the possibility, what about a psul onen? We find that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be makrav kshu onen, so it has heter michlalo. Or psul mechusar zman, like because we find by ophos that mechusar zman becomes mutter. Or psul osel vespino, which we allow by ophos. Again, Tulsus all these different suggestions, and the other Rishonim also chime in on all these different suggestions of things that we do find that are in fact hutar michlalam, and yet for some reason the Gemara doesn't raise them. The Gemara doesn't bring up all of these issues. Okay, but for whatever reason, at the end of the day, the tzitz is meratzah for tuma and only for tuma. Okay, four lines from the bottom, two dots. Tan rabbanan dam shenitma v'zarka b'shogeg hurtzav b'mezelo hurtzav dam became tameh, and you zarik it b'shogeg. The tzitz is going to be meratzah. B'mezid, tzitz is not meratzah. Rashi points out, Hai shogeg amezid mefarish l'kamane heyokai yazriko atame. We're going to discuss shogeg about what? You were shogeg about the zrika, or shogeg about the tumah? What does shogeg and mezid mean over here? But anyway, so whatever it means, b'shogeg it works, b'mezid it doesn't work. B'medvar mamurim b'yachid, that's only by a yachid, aval b'tzibur, b'en b'shogeg b'en b'mezid, hortzah, but by a tzibur, whether it's b'shogeg, whether it's b'mezid, the tzitz is going to be meratzah. Uba Ovid kochavim, or rather, carbon is going to be merutza. Uba ovid kochavim, when it's a guy who sends a carbon and the dam became tamei, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein ba'ones, bein b'ratzon, lo hortza. Then it doesn't matter shogeg, mezid, ones, ratzon. It's all not going to be hortza. How do you have, what's the difference between onus and shogeg in this case? A guy sends a carbon and it's tame. So says Rashi on the top, shogeg kusavar in carbonus mekabal tuma. He assumes that carbonus are not mekabal tuma. Ones shenitma bal karcho. Ones means it became tame against his will. But says Rashi, avo mezid v'ratzon chadamilsihi. Mezid and ratzon don't really mean anything different. Mezid v'ratzon just means did it willfully. Ela I did tana ones tana ratzon. It's just that normally the opposite of shogeg is mezid, the opposite of ones is ratzon. Shogeg and mezid mean different things. So we're just giving their parallel words, even though mezid and ratzon don't actually mean different things over here. It's interesting, the Brisker Rav raised the following chakira. This din, that tzitz is not meratza on a carbon of an ovid kachavim, is that a halacha in ritzoy tzitz? That the tzitz is only nitan lihiratzos on karbonos Yisrael, not on karbonos of the kachavim? That the tzitz has the power, it has the koach to be meratza, karbonos of Jews, not karbonos of Goyim? Or maybe no. Maybe it's not a din in the tzitz. It's a din in the very nature of a carbon of an ovid kachavim. Maybe the nature of a carbon of an ovid kachavim is that an ovid kachavim can offer a carbon, but it doesn't accomplish ritzui in general. That's not what his carbon does. It doesn't create a relationship between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It doesn't create a sense of ritzui. So the tzitz only accomplishes ritzui, but by a carbon of an ovid kachavim, it's never meant to be meratza in the first place. And that's why tzitz is not going to be meratza for a carbon of an ovid kachavim. Interesting, chakira the Brisker Rav. So says Gemara Raminhi Almat, it's meratza. So we just said that that tzitz is meratza for shogeg, but not for mezid, for by Yisrael. But wait a second, Almat, it's meratza. We learned elsewhere al adam el basav al chel shenitma. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yach, bein b'tzibur. That it's always going to be meratza, even b'mezid, even b'ratzon. So it's a stira. So the Gemara is going to have four ways to resolve the stira. Number one is right now. Number two is not going to be till all the way at the bottom of the page. Amar Rav Yosef Lokasha. Harab Yossi Harabanan. Not a problem. It's a machlokas Tanai, machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, whether the tzitz is going to be merata on things that are done b'mezid. D'tanya, ein tam minatame ala tahar, v'im taram b'shogeg trumas or truma. We have it din by truma, that if you have some produce that's tame, some produce that's tahar, you're not allowed to take your truma from that produce which is tame, and if you do, b'shogeg it still works, b'mezid ain't trumas or truma, b'mezid it doesn't work. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yossi says, not even if you do it b'mezid, it works. So we're comparing the two dinim. Just like by truma, Rabbi Yossi holds that even if you did it b'tuma, b'mezid, it's going to work. So to over here, that since it's going to be meratza for a carbon that's brought b'tuma, b'mezid. And the Rabbanan will hold the opposite. The Rabbanan will say that it doesn't work by truma, will hold it doesn't work over here either. So says the Gemara, wait a second, Emer, d'sham le Rabbi Yossi de lo kanis. No, we only find that Rabbi Yossi holds that we're not going to make a knas, that the truma is not going to work, but that if the tzitz is going to be meratza on achilos by kachim, it's a whole different ball game. Do we ever find that Rabbi Yossi holds that far, that the tzitz is going to be meratza to the extent that even on kachim that are done b'mezid, on achilos, on things that are that on basar that's going to be eaten, that Rabbi Yossi would hold that the tzitz is meratza for that. So v'atanya, we have a brisa that sounds not that way. Rabbi Elazar omar tzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi omar ein tzitz meratza al achilos. We find that Rabbi Yossi says not that way. That Rabbi Yossi holds the tzitz is not meratza al achilos. So says Gemara, okay, that's not really such a problem because the thing with two way machlokas is you can just flip the shitos. Epoch. Rabbi Elazar omar ein tzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi omar tzitz meratza al achilos. Just switch around, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi. So if Rabbi Yossi is one that says that the tzitz is meratza on achilos, so it's good. So now we're back to our original answer. Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds that the tzitz is meratza even when it was done b'mezid. And that fits very nicely because he holds that tzitz is meratza even on achilos. Maskevar of Sheshas. Rav Sheshas said, no, but you can't just flippantly switch them. Umi matzis afchadla. Can you just switch the sheetas from Blazer and Biosi? Vatanya, we have a brisa, and this brisa is going to show that Rabbi Eliezer cannot hold that the tzitz is not meratza al achilos. That Rabbi Eliezer must hold the tzitz is meratza al achilos, which means you're locked in by Rabbi Yossi that it's not meratza al achilos. Vatanya, we have a brisa. Yachal basar shenit b'lfnei zrikas dam yuchayavan alayim shum tuma. I might think that basar that became tame before the zrikas adam. We darshan from that pasuk. It says kol tahor at the beginning, so we darshan from there. Hanitar l'tahorin chayavan alav mishum tuma. That which was mutter for tahorin, meaning that the tuma happened after the zrika, then you're going to be chayavan mishum tuma. V'she'enu nita l'tahorin, but if it was never mutter l'tahorin, meaning the tuma happened before the Zrika, ain chayav and alav mishum tuma. You're not going to be chayav mishum tuma when the tuma happened prior to the Zrika. Oh, wait, no, Alon, maybe I should dash on like as follows. Oh, wait, no, Alon, nechal l'torin chayav n'lo mishum tama, v'sheinu nechal l'torin ein chayav n'lo mishum tama. That which is eaten by Tahorin, you're chayav mishum tama, that which is not, you're not chayav mishum tama. What's that coming to talk about? Otziani esalon v'sayotze, shein nechal l'torin. Meaning, something that's a psulina, nosar, or yotze, something that went chutzal m'chitzaso, where Tahorim are not allowed to eat it. Maybe that's what it's telling me, that those things that Tahorim are not allowed to eat, you're not chayav mishum tama, so there's no chiyuv of tuma on nosar and yotze. Tamalomar asher l'Hashem riba. That's why the pasuk says asher l'Hashem riba, to tell me that no, on nosar and yotze you are chayv mishum tuma. Yachal shani marves ha-pigul and vesel osaros. I might think to even include pigul and nosar to be chayv. So it says, well, we did nosaros haynu lan. Nosaros means lan and nosar mean the same thing. Lan just means it was kept overnight. Yon is fine. So no, ela apa pigulin kinosaros. What we're saying is, I might think to even include pigul like nosar. Tamalomar mizevach hashlamim miet. That's why the pasuk says mizevach hashlamim to exclude pigul. Umari isa l'rabel seselu lahotzi aselu. Why do we include lan and yotzei and exclude pigul? Because once we have a riboy in the pasuk and we have a miut in the pasuk, amrit marba anias elu shaisel and shasa kosher. We include those things that once had shasa kosher, namely the lun and the yotze before it was kept overnight or before it went chutz mechitzaso had a shasa kosher. Umotzi anias elu shloisel and shasa kosher, but pigul was never kosher because machshavas pigul was done during the avoda of that karban, so it never had a shasa kosher. V'im tomar baser shenitmel fnei zrikas damim, va'achlo la'achas zrikas damim, v'mpnei macha yevna lev mishum tama. So then why is it, and this is the key line why we're recording this whole brisa for, why is it that basa that became tame before the zrikas adam, and you ate it after the zrikas adam, why is it that you chayev on it mishum tama? After all, it never had a shasa kosher, it became tame before the zrikas adam, and we just said we're excluding pigul from the isra of tuma because it never had a shasa kosher. No, because basa that became tamei, the tzitz is meratza. So what do you see? Nitma in yotzei lo. Only for nitma, not for yotzei. So man shamalei, who's the author? Damar ein zrika moelos liyotzei. That zrika is not going to work for something that was yotzei. Rabbi Eliezer. So this whole brisa must be authored by Rabbi Eliezer. Vikatani. And yet this brisa says that the tzitz is meratza for the basar that's eaten. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer holds the tzitz is meratza nachilos. So this last 15 lines is all to show that Rabbi Eliezer holds tzitz is meratza nachilos, which means it must be Rabbi Yossi who holds that the tzitz is not meratza nachilos. If that's the case, our original answer, har Rabbi Yossi, har Rabbanan, that where we allow b'mezid must be going like Rabbi Yossi, where we allow tuma that was done b'mezid is going like Rabbi Yossi, must be incorrect. So Ella, we have to come up with a second answer to our original question. Again, the original question is we have a stira between brises. One brisa tells me that b'mezid the tzitz is meratza for tuma. The other brisa says no, only b'shogeg. B'mezid the tzitz is not meratza for tuma. So answer number two, Ella Rav Chisda lo kasha. Har Rabbi Eliezer, Har Rabbanan. Okay, good. Now that we said that it's Rabbi Eliezer who holds that the tzitz is a meratza l'achilos, so good. Knock out Rabbi Yossi. Say Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds that the tzitz is meratza for mezid. So Eimah d'shamalei l'Rabbi Eliezer d'meratza tzitz l'achilos. To lo kanis mishamatei. But wait a second. You can't compare the two. We only find that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the tzitz is meratza nachilos, but that we're not going to make any sort of kanas for someone who doesn't bemezid, someone who brings the tumah bemezid. We don't find that Rabbi Eliezer holds that. So says Gemara in ki hechid shamalei Rabbi Yossi shamalei Rabbi Eliezer. He says sure, why not? If Rabbi Yossi holds the tzitz that we're going to make a kanas, so Rabbi Eliezer should also hold we're going to make the kanas. D'tanya Rabbi Eliezer omer bein b'shog bein bemezid trumas or truma. Rabbi Eliezer holds that whether it's bishogig or bemezid, the truma is going to be valid. So says more now. Emad shamet lei Rabbi Eliezer betruma tequila bekachim dechamiri mishamet lei. No, you only find Rabbi Eliezer holds that by truma that it's going to be truma so truma. But by kachim, do you ever find such a din that by kachim you would even go so far as to say that bemezid it's going to work? So says the Gemara. Okay, yeah, but then we're stuck. Meaning, if we can't say that Rabbi Eliezer is the guy that allows bemezid, that allows the ritzoy tzitz bemezid, and it can't be Rabbi Yossi, so who's it going to be? So, meaning we're just stuck. Imkain haman teramia. So, you know, it's true. We don't have any proof that it's Rabbi Eliezer other than the fact that it can't be anybody else. So who else is it going to be? So the Gemara suggests two other answers. Ravina Amar, Tum Aso, Bein B'Shagi, Bein B'Mezid, Hurtza. Now, maybe the answer to the Brisa is, remember that Rashi and Amar Aleph, we said, what does Shogeg and Mezid mean in this context? What happened B'Shogeg? What happened B'Mezid? Was it the Tumah that happened B'Shogeg or B'Mezid? Or is it the Zrika that we're talking about that was done B'Shogeg or Mezid? Maybe that's what we're saying. If the Tumah happened, whether the Tumah happened B'Shogeg or B'Mezid, that's Miratza. Zrika so, but if the Zrika happened B'Shogeg, Hurtza, B'Mezid, Lo Hurtza. And then answer number four of Rav Shila Amar, Zrikaso Bein B'Shog Bein Mezid Hortza. Maybe the other way. By Zrika, it doesn't matter whether we're Shog Mezid, it's always going to be Hortza. Tumaso B'Shogig Hortza Bein Mezid Lo Hortza. The Tuma, it's going to be the opposite. Only B'Shogig it's going to work, not the opposite, but then it's going to be more limited. Only B'Shogig it's going to work, Bein Mezid it's not going to work. Rav Shila Haduk Tani Shenitma Bein B'Shog Bein Mezid. Hachikamar, Nitma B'Shogig V'Zarko Bein B'Shog Bein Mezid. What's Rav Shila going to do with the Lashon? The Lashon says it became Nitma Bein B'Shogig Bein B'Mezid. No, what it must mean is it became Nitma that had to have been B'Shogig. And then you were Zorek it Bein B'Shogig Bein B'Mezid. Toshima Raya against Rav Shila, Dam Shenitma V'Zarko B'Shogig Hurtza B'Mezid Lo Hurtza. If Dam became Tame and you were Zorek it B'Shogig, so then it's Meratza. B'Mezid it's not Meratza. It's a Kashon Rav Shila, because it says in Zorko b'mezid, it's not meratza. And Rabbi Shila held, even if you're Zorik b'mezid, it's going to be meratza. So, no, this is what it must must mean to say. Tam shenitma v'zarko bein b'shog bein b'mezid, nitma b'shogeg hortza b'mezid lo hortza. The zrika can be bein b'shog bein b'mezid, but if it was nitma b'shogeg, it's going to be hortza. Nitma b'mezid, it's not going to be hortza. And that way we defend Rabbi Shila, and those are the four answers to the stira that we raise on the bottom of Chafei Amud Aleph. Okay, we'll stop there.